Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
At some point, a major college athletic department is going to be on the fun side of the table when it comes to negotiating with its coach. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Wednesday. And you know what Wednesday is. It's Landry Day. Not Laundry Day. Landry Day. Laundry Day in college is every like third weekend or fourth weekend, or maybe once at the end of the quarter when you actually head home and get free laundry done. $17 to do laundry. That, are you kidding? That's spending money for a week and a half. No, Landry Day. Chris Landry, bottom of hour one, and you know he'll stay through the entire top of the rest of the hour. But I said at some point, a major college athletic department, they're going to wind up on the good side of the table, the fun side of the table, where you look at each other and you try not to smile too much as you're leaving. Some athletic director or athletic department, I don't know, university president, somebody on the Board of Regents is going to just put the full court press on somebody that I bet you almost all of them do know to some level. They can call him by his first name. So something I mentioned maybe yesterday or maybe Monday. Some AD is finally going to put the full court press on Jimmy Sexton and attempt to employ him. And you have to include that word, attempt to employ him, because I don't think they're going to be successful. But we'll get back to that in a second. We're already seeing all kinds of out-of-the-box hires in college and pro sports, from accountants as general managers. Wasn't that the thing out in San Francisco? Was it Trent Baalke? Wasn't he the pencil pusher? And folks, and again, I don't buy in 100% to all of the extended metrics and such. There's value to some of them. But the Memphis Grizzlies, didn't they hire like an analytics statistician from a website as their assistant GM? Like they plucked him from somebody and said, like, you're in charge of evaluation for the draft or something. Never played, never coached, no, you know, whatever. So there's, and by the way, I don't know, Memphis is a decent enough franchise. Looks like they got the better rookie last year and they didn't pick first. The New York Mets, who had negotiated against Brody Von Wagenen. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Brody Von Wagenen. And by the way, he is just as pretentious and like six other more coarse, vulgar words that you want to sub. Brody Von Wagenen. He is it. Close your eyes. Okay. He's exactly what you're picturing. He had been a player agent. And he was the smarmiest, I mean, just sharpest suit with the whitest pinstripes. I mean, and then they hired him to be in charge. And that lasted about, what, 2 years? Or three, maybe? But in other cases, it's worked. John Lynch, I think, got hired out of the broadcast booth to the San Francisco 49ers now. It's not like John Lynch showed up, laid hands on the franchise, and they wound up playing on Super Sunday, but kinda made a lot of right choices. And for whatever, you know, it's kind of like saying, okay, what did Ringo really do? I mean, aren't you really, it's like being DC at Alabama. And I will always respond that no matter what you think of Ringo, You know the proof that's, you know the ultimate proof in the pudding? He played almost every note on every Beatles song you've ever heard. There was some, like, Paul McCartney wanted to play drums on a song, whatever. And so, say whatever it is you want about Ringo. It was him on the records, all right? So John Lynch, say, oh, he got lucky, or he was the GM. My good friend Barton Simmons, late of 24/7, yeah. I worked with Barton. Barton was a safety at Yale. And, man, he was the big shoulder pads and the neck roll and all that. He was old school thumper in the secondary. Just don't isolate him. But really bright, obviously, Yale. He had different options than I did. But obviously really bright, Yale, good athlete, knows football. And he basically went into scouting. Now, he was working in for a recruiting service. But what is that in a large part for a lot of those? Like, what is Chad Simmons? Really, really good guy. Always love talking to Chad. What is Chad? He's a scout. What is Rusty Mansell? One of my best friends in like I'll say, quote, in the business, the media, one of the best people that I know. He's part businessman as well because he actually is camp organizer and administrator. But what is Rusty at his heart? He's a scout. That's Barton. Vanderbilt just hired Vanderbilt. Who had a everybody sit back. We ain't leaning forward on the table right now. Everybody sit back. And let's just spitball. No bad ideas. Let's just put it up there on the whiteboard. Vanderbilt did that. Said, let's get really serious about college football. Okay, how do we do that? Now, the tough part is they looked around the room and it was a bunch of people staring at each other. So eventually they worked around to, you know what, let's do what rich people do because we would like to be rich. Let's do what lean in shape people do because we would like to. So they started hiring like Earl Bennett, who honestly, you know what Earl Bennett is? Earl Bennett, if you don't remember him, he played with the Bears, maybe somebody else. He was in the league for a minute. Earl Bennett in the SEC, he was one of the best all time. He may have set conference records. And I can't swear to that, but like Earl Bennett as a receiver, he was really, really good. And they brought him back, like in the Marcus Lattimore position at South Carolina. You know, what does Marcus Lattimore do? He kind of walks around and bees Marcus. That's just kind of his job. Walk around, be Marcus. And there's a heck of a lot of value to that. Not everybody can. Like, I don't think that they're going to have, like, Demetrius Summers back to just walk around and be Demetrius. They don't want that. And so Vanderbilt hired my friend that I did TV with at Comcast 15 years ago to be the college football program's general manager. So there's all kinds of out-of-the-box hirings going on. And I'm going to tell you something. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. When Jimmy Sexton is on your side of the table, instead of you sitting across from him, you immediately start saving money on the very next contract that your side of the table signs. If you don't believe me, ask anyone who has sat on Jimmy's side of the table. Yo, Nick, how you like the contract? Oh, I like it. Hey, Jimbo. Hey, Kirby. Hey, like, at one point, Jimmy represented 11 of the 14 head coaches in the Southeastern Conference. Every one of those 11 coaches, that was the fun side of the table to sit on. I don't even know what his title would be. Like I said, with Earl Bennett, you make up something. Senior vice president in charge of excellence. What are you in charge of? I just find stuff for us to do better. And you know what? I would employ somebody like Earl Bennett or Marcus Lattimore. Just show up every day. You know what winning looks like. You know what excellence looks like. I don't care if it's better wristbands for the players or a better ice machine in the practice facility, or you're talking about recruiting a kid or letting him be. I don't make up a title for Jimmy. Let the student paper have a vote, okay? What did they do at Ole Miss? Did they vote that Star Wars character as their official mascot? All right. Pluck that out. But I want him with us, not against us. Meanwhile, back in reality, You can't hire Jimmy Sexton. I told you at one point, and see, this is all I had to say, and I purposely just this one fact. I said, hey, he represented 11 out of the 14 head coaches in the SEC. Now, it might be 10, I don't know. But he had 11 out of 14. Jimmy has 11. Every other agent on earth combines for 3. And you think that, wow, that's impressive. That's not even where Jimmy's made his money. Huh? What? Oh, yeah, that's the whipped cream. No, that's the cherry. Nuh-uh. Those coaches' contracts, folks, that's the sprinkles. That's literally just the sprinkles. Because he represents NFL players who make, like, I don't know, $30 million a year. He's Philip Rivers' agent. There are probably, I bet I could add up, 5 or maybe 6 of Jimmy's head coaching clients that don't equal Philip Rivers' salary. By the way, Philip Rivers, he gets endorsements and stuff. Most coaches don't. So you can't hire Jimmy. He repped Philip Rivers, Ndamukong Suh, Jason Witten. He's Julio Jones' agent. Julio Jones makes $22 million a year. Eli Drinkwitz was like, yo, what's up, Julio? Jimmy, get me that. And he's like, well, no, see, he's a player. So if you were like, oh, clutch the pearls, he's got 11 out of 14 coaches. Folks, that ain't the whipped cream, the chair. That's not the chocolate sauce. That's just the sprinkles. So let me correct myself. Hire someone like Jimmy Sexton. You can't hire Nick Saban, so if you're Missouri, you try to hire someone who will be Nick Saban. What up, Eli? It's same as finding a hot young assistant or coordinator. Do your diligence, lift some rocks, search some crannies, and find the right person. But the way you're doing it now, athletic director, like all of you, it's not working, debit and credit-wise. It just isn't.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a 3-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
Now back to the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
What's college football going to look like in 3 or 4 years? And I think there's a lot of uncertainty with that that we're trying to figure out as coaches right now to see what our futures are going to hold.
Let me tell you what I know. I know that was Dan Mullen. Well, I know more than that. That's Dan Mullen, who is the Florida head coach, who I have called. My phrase for him was irrepressibly positive, and I meant it. And that was a compliment. And I'm a big fan of Dan Mullen. And I talked about his, you know, some of his missteps and bad moments this past season. I don't know what he's talking about there, or at least let me rephrase that. I know the point he's trying to make. Hey, with so much uncertainty in the college game, Dan Matthews, I usually say, all right, Dan, take over. And I give Dan, you know, half the segment here. I'm going to, Dan, come in now.
I'm here.
Help me with this. I think what I was hearing was Dan sort of giving a lay of the land, a state of the college football union there that, hey, there's so much uncertainty. We don't know where players, you know, their mobility and blah, blah, all kinds of stuff. hey, it may be worth me moving to the NFL. None of us know that. Was that the general gist of his statement?
No, that's 100% the gist of his statement.
All right, let me – why? Like, if somebody asks you, do you think about the NFL? Even if, like, every night you're on your knees beside the bed going, God, let me be the Jets coach. I'm the head coach of the University of Florida. That's the very least thing you say. I actually go like 14 steps past that. Folks, I came home 3 years ago. All right? I'm going to see, does he have two little girls maybe? Whatever his kids are. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I want to see two little girls walk across the stage in the basketball arena and get a diploma from here. Like, literally say, like, if he's got an eight-year-old daughter, then 10, I want to be here the next 14 years. What was he talking about?
Oh, in fairness to Dan, though, too, before that, he had given that answer. My goal is to get this team to Atlanta, blah, 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 all that. A reporter had jumped in front of another reporter and was like, whoa. No. Answer the question. Like, will you ever go to the NFL? Like, it was kind of forceful. Like, I'm a fan of doing that because if you don't get the answer to what you're asking and it's one of those things, hey, give me specifics. Oh, well, this person does a lot of things really well. That's not what I asked you. I asked you specifically what they do. And that's what somebody did. And in fairness, I think he did kind of answer it where he said, hey, look, what we're doing right now offensively on this level is what they're starting to do on that level. And soon enough, what we're doing on this level, someone's going to figure out a way to stop it or, at the very least, figure out a way to tweak it and make it even better in their image. And I don't necessarily know if I can coach that to the level of what I'm coaching right now. I think it's smart for him to kind of think that
way.
I 100% do.
Everything you just said makes total sense, and it does inject like 97% of context, that whereas just the raw quote didn't, comma, and I still don't care. There are times I've said, like Lane Kiffin, you remember, he's talking about going down into the swamp and playing Rocky Top all night. He knew that wasn't true. Everybody he said it to knew it wasn't true. There are times you just say it anyway. And so I agree with you that if he's got his feet held to the fire, he's like, guys, this is the best job in America. Like Gus said what he could say. Do you hear him in Orlando?
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the top 20 jobs.
Top 20, yeah.
And I look at him like, there are ways what Gus said is true. Mm-hmm. There are absolute, when you figure in where it is and all of that. Dan Mullen, I've said that there are like eight top five jobs because you can't leave somebody out. You can't leave UF out. If you say, give me the top five jobs, Florida's there. Dan Mullen could look around and say, this is the job. There is no job better than this.
Well, I mean, it's how much.
Even if it's not true.
It's how much of the brochure are you really, really willing to buy from when you go to the administration office at a school and you're thinking about going to said school and they're like, hey, we got the best this. We got the best that. We got all these different types of things. It's kind of like what Jimmy Valvano talked about years ago on Up Close, where he said, hey, if a guy tells me he wants to study marine biology, I'm going to figure out if we have a marine biology department. And if we don't, then we'll create one because I got to get that guy here.
You know, this is an interesting quote for you to play because I had not listened to the press conference. And like I said, you add a whole lot of context. And I agree, but I still say, you still don't say that. The funny part is when Dan Mullen is talking to the media there, I think he was being honest and transparent at the end. It just, I mean, it's kind of in that category of just repeat yourself almost.
Sure.
I appreciate what you were saying, though, about a reporter jumping in and saying, no, that wasn't the question. Was it John Calipari maybe 2 or 3 years ago? Folks, this was a great example, and I'll give Calipari some credit. He was trying to dance around something and kind of filibuster.
Right.
And I believe it was Calipari, the reporter, interrupted him and said, this is not Coach's Day, this is Media Day. And Calipari, at that point, as I recall, was like, all right, here's an answer. He's like, you're right. It was SEC Media Days. And the guy was like, it ain't Coach's Days, it's Media Days. Give me something. I was like, good for you, young man. So I appreciate also the jumping in and going, at least I've always said I have a right to ask. People say, you have a right to know. I have a right to ask. The coach has a right to say no comment.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. King of College Football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
All week, all year, it's all college football on the Chuck Oliver Show, and ain't ever more football up in here than bottom of hour one on Wednesdays, and that's every Wednesday, and it's Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com. I do this job 2 hours every single day, and you can't just, you know, hey, I'm on in an hour, and you like, during the week do that. It takes a lot of time and research, and I love it. But it's a lot of time and research. Weekends, nights, first thing, roll out of the rack. Folks, it's LandryFootball.com for me. And so it's everything from high school recruiting, Super Bowl Sunday, Hall of Fame stuff, just everything on there, and I love it. I pay for my membership there, too. It's awesome, and it's worth every single dollar. Want to welcome on now from LandryFootball.com, where you can even click Twitch TV and watch the Chuck Oliver Show. It is Chris Landry. Chris, amigo, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chuck. Good to be with you.
Tell me what's going on the site, right? I already know, but tell everybody else what's going on.
Well, just we're basically a lot of stuff at once, but so I have basically putting to bed the 2021 recruiting class with the ranking of the top 75 or so classes and then ranking them by conference because, you know, signing day was a couple of weeks ago, but there's still some stragglers in signing. So at some point you got to put a bow on it, and I've done that. Then I'm going to work on basically doing a feature on ranking the rosters in each conference. I think that's really useful. But a lot of the time is going to be focused between here and the draft on the NFL draft, NFL free agency. Basically, if you follow the football season cycle and the football offseason cycle, that's what we're doing. So it's about evaluating rosters, evaluating the whole process, and the inside information, the getting a better understanding of why certain how trades are made in the NFL, what college coaches are doing following the transfer portal. So basically, as we put the roster analysis to bed, the only variable left in college is to, in our notebook every day, give you the information about who's transferring, information on the class of 2022 and, yes, 2023 recruiting. So we've got all of that for you, as well as all the free agent NFL stuff. The coaching search stuff's kind of winding down, but all of that stuff is available right to you. So check it out.
And I want to say also, Chris, just give a quick little 60 seconds here about the combine, because folks, if you don't know, Chris used to run the combine, and like, he shows up and doesn't have to show a credential. Okay. They just, all right. Yay, Chris, come on in. So he talks to us every year from the combine. That won't be the case this year. Chris, give us about 60 seconds on what will have to suffice instead of a traditional combine, because everybody can find, I can normally just watch it on TV, but then get your commentary and your breakdown. This year, it's even more important to get your breakdowns.
It is, and it's going to be pro days. It's going to be done through pro days. So the way it's going to work is we're going to have a lot of pro days that are going to have to suffice for the part of the – we're going to have about 8 different sites where the medicals are going to be done. It just limits the amount of people that are going to be there, and we're going to kind of have to – you know, take 2 people from each team, 2 medical people from each team, and kind of send them to different sites. And then we have less players to deal with, and you do all the social distancing, and the medical people are obviously the best at dealing with that. So that's what we're going to have to do there. Then the workouts are going to have to be done pretty much with pro days, which is a lot different. I don't know that people are as in tune to this as they should. because you just hear the talking heads talk about this guy ran a 4.5 or he ran – there's no such thing as a 4.5, okay? There is a – he ran 4.5 on AI1 conditions, AO1 conditions, whatever the case. That's artificial indoors pristine conditions, artificial outdoors pristine conditions. AO2 is artificial outdoors less than pristine conditions with a denotion on grass, grass high, the slow, you know – older surface artificial, you know, GO2 would be, you know, grass outdoor, so on and so forth, whether it's wood floors, tartan, all that has to be, all that affects the time. So there's no such thing as one, this guy runs a 4.5. No, he ran a 4.5 on this surface on this day at this time of the day, and that needs to be converted when you're going to have workouts at Georgia, Miami, Michigan. You always have these workouts, so we always have to convert them. But we normally convert them to the Indy surface. We don't have that this year. So that's going to be different. The other thing that we're trying to work through is how do we deal with the West Coast problems. For example, Cal and Stanford may join TCU with their workouts, meaning they may literally send their players so that you can work out in Texas or Florida. But you're not going to be able to work out in California because they're not going to have pro days at some of those spots. So that's the world of COVID that we're living in.
Yep. And for anybody listening, if you're thinking, you know, is there that big a deal between 4.39 and 4.37? There may not be an actual functional execution, but I've always said, Chris, I mean, dang, if we're going to do it, let's be accurate about it. You know, it takes the same amount of time, so get it right. So it does matter, like, if it was 4.39 or 4.37 because you're doing it, so get it right.
Yeah, so a 4.34, you know, on the surface at Syracuse versus, you know, particularly say if it, like when we used to run them on the tartan in Manly Fieldhouse, that 4.34 or 4.35 would convert to a 4.46.
Yep.
In a so you say, well, no, they're both fast. Okay. And that's the other thing that people need to know. It doesn't matter if you 4.34 or you 4.44. If you're under a certain parameter for each position, that's all that matters. And the only thing that really difference between a 4.35 and a 4.45 and a 4.55 is the surface. And that's why you need to understand it, because guys that are 4.6, I've had guys that are 4.6, 5.40 guys that run 4.4 on a surface. That's absolutely right. We're talking tenths of a second, folks. So, you know, 4.44 and 4.64, that's two completely different type of speeds, one end of the spectrum of the other, except it's the same guy and it's running on maybe a surface, a fast surface, say like at LSU, versus a slower surface that is not slow, but just it's not as fast.
All this kind of, I had a major league general manager tell me that he had signed a guy, a AAA guy out of the Las Vegas in AAA. And a pitcher, and I was like, numbers don't look good. He's like, if you're in the Pacific Coast League, just lop a run off of every pitcher's ERA. And it's that same sort of thing versus one surface or another. Let's talk about coaching hire down in Orlando. My gosh, I think AD and head coach UCF got about the best daily double you could.
Well, certainly a popular hire. I think Gus is – I'm excited for Gus, and I'm excited to see what he does. He won't have any interference at Central Florida. He will have the best resources in the league that he's in. And everyone there, in modern history, everyone there has had tremendous success with their offense. Gus will have no excuses. His offense should be great there. Every opportunity is there for him. You know, you can't talk about Gus without looking at, you know, the Auburn situation, and the problem that always got him there is that, you know, he talks about how his offenses were ranked here. His offenses were never very good from a consistency standpoint. He was
not after 14.
The recruiting on the offensive line was some of the worst we've seen in major college football during his entire tenure. He only recruited like 16 of those guys. I mean, just not very good at all. And They have no concept of pass protection, the passing game, route running. So I think he has a better chance in the AAC to have success because he can have better personnel and he can out-personnel you a little bit, and we'll see if he can do that and can have the type of success. But that's one of the you know, if you repeat something enough, then people just buy it. He's a great offensive mind. He's great at running up-tempo power spread. That's what he's good at. Passing game, no. And as he tried to adjust and do different things with different type personnel, it never worked. And you never know how much was it interference from above to him. He won't have that now. So, look, I think he's an interesting hire. I'm not sure that's what I would have done if I were UCF, but I'm happy for him. He gets extra money, meaning he gets all his money from Auburn. He gets extra money, and Christy and the kids and the grandkids are going to love being in Orlando and visiting Mickey and Minnie and all that kind of stuff. It's a great job, and it brings them a little bit of pedigree because they can sell. Beat Nick Saban three times, went to a national. All those things are true if you study the result. Remember, the results don't matter. It's what creates the result, and studying the process suggests a little bit of a different guy, and I'm excited to see what he does there. He should be really successful. It doesn't mean that he was would have been a really good fit at Tennessee or continuing at Auburn or any place else. It's just complete apples and oranges in my view.
Yeah, and you know what? And I've actually had a conversation with this on air media days a couple years back that, you know, whatever direction you're going to go, well, my gosh, full speed and go all 10 steps. I think he went like three steps in five different directions offensively, started doubting himself. And a guy like Paul Johnson, I know one thing, one box I could always give Paul one point. His offense was his offense, you know, whether it worked or not or whatever. But, you know, he sold. He really believed in what he was doing. And Gus, I just think, started coaching himself in circles. So hopefully it's a chance for a good reboot in Orlando. Chris, we're going to take a quick break. We will come back and jump back into it in just a second with Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Be like me. Get a subscription. LandryFootball.com. We are talking with Chris Landry. Do it every single Tuesday. Chris, let's jump into it. What's going to happen on the field here? I don't know that I've ever been asked at Media Days to put a third team anything down, but if there is a third team SEC quarterback after Corral and JT Daniels, you got any issue if I throw down Emory Jones as the third best quarterback in the conference?
No, I think it's kind of wide open and to be determined. I mean, I think if you think of where we would have put Joe Burrow 2 years ago and Mac Jones, you know, a year ago at the similar times, I think it's based upon where things have been and then looking at who's coaching and what, you know, how that might play out. Yeah, I think it's wide open. Why not him? Look a lot different. He's a different skill set, obviously, than Kyle Trask, but I think he can be very effective, no doubt.
If we're talking ACC, I mean, there's some – I thought the ACC in 2020 potentially was going to have the best quarterback play in America, and they had some really good performances. And some of them are coming back. Sam Howell will be back. Derek King, if he's healthy, all of that. What is the chance that – I don't know if you're going to vote this guy first team. I don't care about that really. But what's the chance that DJ Ungabalele is the most productive quarterback? I mean just gargantuan stat-stuffing sort of Saturdays, given that there is no ETN and maybe they open it up some more with Justin Ross coming back.
Yeah, I think he can be, you know, a little bit more dual threat than, you know, in meaning – that they'll run him a little bit more perhaps. And I think that'll depend upon how the team develops around him. I don't think they're going to run him a ton in certain situations, but in key ones, I think they will. I think he'll make big plays. He's obviously on a good team. And, you know, I think that if you're looking at the best guy, the guy that maybe is the most important to their team and their offense, it is Sam Howell, but DJ's going to have a big impact. And I do think while some of the other personnel around him grows, I think he absolutely has a chance to have that kind of superstardom around him, no doubt.
Jump back over in the Southeastern Conference, and because I'm just going through, like, speculatively, looking at maybe trying to get ahead of the curve on, hey, Chuck, who are you going to vote for? And when you talk about running backs in the SEC, I think it's going to be a way better year for running backs in the Southeastern Conference than quarterbacks. Two guys in particular I want to ask you about. One of them's kind of anonymous, unfortunately. Tank Bigsby, what makes him special? Because that word absolutely applies. And then Chris Rodriguez, I don't know if he's special or just burly and bulky and strong and mean and a lot of other things like that. Very physical back. But what about Tank and what about Chris Rodriguez?
I think both are really good players. I think both have good futures, college level and I think beyond. I'm curious to see kind of where they take their game and how they round out their game a little bit. But I think both are good. I would think we throw out special qualities a little too much, but I think they have some special qualities in their game that could take it to the next level.
What about a guy like Kevin Harris at South Carolina?
Oh yeah, no,
because
he's
more like a over four quarters. You look up and you go, "Wow, he worked us over."
Yeah, no, I think he's a guy that, you know, he's an impact carry back. I mean, I think he's a guy that with a number of carries, you see what he can bring and how he can begin to cause a little hurt to that defense. And you know, you bring out something that's kind of near and dear to my heart because so much of the run game and the running backs and how you play, that affects what you're able to do with the passing game and with your entire offense. And I think for them to be successful in a transition year for them, one thing they could not do consistently enough was run the football there under Will. And so I think that being able to run the football better with a guy like that certainly could help you a great deal.
If we bounce over to Lane Kiffin, you know, you talk about perceptions and reputations and all that. Lane, boy, he wants to just sling it. And I was like, well, yeah, he will sling it. But Lane runs the ball a lot. And I'm going to say runs the ball well or a lot more effectively and wants to way more than public perception. I think people saw some highlights with that play sheet, you know, flipping in the air and they thought, oh, it's just guns a-blazing. That's not really Lane.
No, I mean, I think there is a lot of – there's a lot of Pete Carroll influence into Lane and understanding, and I think his dad too, that, you know, running the football is really important. Now, how you do it, and in their case, and I know he's really working on making Ole Miss a different level recruiting operation, but, you know, you can run tempo and people think tempo and you're right. You think, you know, throw it and all that. Well, I think a lot of what they do is try to create that layered passing game and really build it off the running game. And I think you saw that, you know, when he was, you know, the coordinator at Alabama. And I know there's always that heavy hand from the head coach that says, want to run it. But that's a lot of what he learned, too, is that you better be able to run it, because if you can't, you're going to really struggle, particularly in the red zone. A team that can't run the football is going to struggle in the red zone because the ability to separate and spread out – you can work the field horizontally in the red zone. You can't work it vertically. So, you know, if you don't score outside the red zone, you better have enough balance to be able to run it, because just the threat of running it is going to get you enough spacing and coverage to be able to throw it. If you can't, it's pretty easy to defend. Coverage is a lot easier when you got those boundaries that you take away a certain amount of routes. I think good coordinators and good play callers, good offensive minds, and I think Lane is all of those, understands the importance of the running game. And now what they're going to do is, you know, work guys like Jaron Ealy's a really good space guy that can, you know, I think you have guys like that. You want to get guys in open space that can run it. And, you know, I think that they'll utilize that a little bit more out of the spread set. Hey, look, if we're going to spread people out, we soften the box a little bit. Well, we can run against that because we got a hat on a hat, and we'll take our chances with this really good, you know, change of pace running back and make you miss running back up against one guy. So, yeah, I think they'll be really good. It's going to be interesting to see because I do think, as is mostly the case, you mentioned a couple of them, Harrison Rodriguez, but that position inside the league, it's usually younger guys that prop up. And so those are the guys that hadn't quite done it yet. I think we're going to see some other names that are going to fit into that category. So who's going to be this year's, you know, Najee Harris type guy, not coming out of nowhere, but maybe because I think Najee was considered a favorite last year at this time. But you're going to have those two or three guys next year that say, oh, you know what, boy, he really had a good year and maybe did a little bit more than I thought going into the year.
Wrapping up with Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com. Chris, just got about a minute left here, a minute or two. I got to tell you, you know, Miles Brennan, I think he went down. It was like, what, first or second Saturday of October. It's February 17th. I'm starting to get ready to hear somebody say, yeah, he looks good. He's throwing. What's up with Miles Brennan?
Yeah, no, that injury was a little more severe than they even knew. I mean, yeah, a lot of it you keep it under wraps, but a lot of it was the more they went into it and the more they went through the recovery, they saw that there were further problems, meaning, you know, it was taking longer to rehab and heal. I think it's fair to say that, you know, if you're, I had one of the coaches watch one of the NFL playoff games with me, which is kind of unusual. I usually watch games myself, and as you usually get those, you know, comments in between, can't concentrate. But what we were discussing, just that fact that you got to go in this year with the idea that, and I want to say this the wrong way, you can't depend on Miles. You can't count on him. You hope that he can be, and you do everything you can to work him back, but you can't go in thinking that he is going to be the guy, because I don't know that he'll ever be the same. Let's hope and pray that he will. But there's legitimate concern about whether he's ever going to be that or ever stay that way. I mean, I do think that some people's bodies don't respond as well. His might be one of them.
Chris, it's always great, man, having you on. I tell everybody it's 7 days a week, folks, 8 days a week. Go ahead and do a Beatle style there at LandryFootball.com. Chris, we'll do it again next Wednesday, man. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, again, Chris Landry from Landry Football, coach, scout, administrator, everything there. It is video. It is audio. It's the Twitch TV and all that. Game day previews, recruiting, scouting, pro free agency, all of it. Just tremendous. And like I said, he's got that tab there, college, got that tab, ACC, SEC, Conference USA, all of it. Bounce around for whatever program you need. But it went from, and this is something I've asked, you know, we had different folks on, with Sonny Shipp or Moscona or whomever, that I keep checking in. And I keep getting a version of the same answer. Yeah, they're still working with him. They're still kind of waiting. And I'm to the point where I'm looking around going, I'm ready to hear some good news about that kid. And really, I have been for a while.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.